Good morning. Temperatures remain mild overnight, with many locations even climbing back through the 30s and into the 40s to open up our Tuesday. Clouds have increased and thickened, and a south breeze has picked up as well, bringing in the moisture, creating the cloud cover, but only limited and spotty showers showing up right now. As we get deeper into the morning, and especially this afternoon, showers will become more numerous as the moisture builds out ahead of a cold front currently sweeping through the Great Lakes. The front will take most of the day and into the night tonight to get here, so temperatures will remain mild and highs will be in the 50s across the region. After that front passes through, the steadiest rain will wind down late tonight. The wind will flip around to the northwest and cooler air will start to flow in. Overnight lows will be back into the middle and upper 30s. Drier weather will continue to push in late tonight and into the day tomorrow. We'll have a return to sunshine mixed with some clouds from time to time, and a northwest breeze will keep temperatures back into the lower 40s. A deep trough of low pressure will take over our weather picture late week and into the weekend. This will mean a cooler surge of air with reinforcing shots day to day, with a mix of sun and clouds near 40 on Thursday, and partly sunny skies with highs staying in the 30s on Friday. More energy will pull in some moisture from the Atlantic Ocean over the weekend, and there is the chance of a few scattered snow showers both Saturday and Sunday, with highs staying in the 30s, but right now it looks like the prospects for a bigger storm will be too far off the East Coast. It looks like cooler weather with more snow showers will be possible to open up next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, while the storm heading through the eastern part of the country will push into southern Canada, its upper-level energy will move over the Great Lakes, producing heavy snow over parts of the upper Great Lakes tonight and tomorrow. Lake-effect snow will then develop over the upper peninsula of Michigan and portions of the northern lower peninsula. More lake-effect snow will develop downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario Wednesday afternoon into Thursday, and winter storm watches are in effect. Meanwhile, high winds in the desert southwest will produce low visibility with blowing sand and dust and strong crosswinds affecting travel. High winds will also keep fire weather extreme in southwestern California. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 18 degrees with a south wind at 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 2 below 0. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 37, 69% relative humidity, a south wind at 15 gusting to 22 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.19 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at McAllen and Falfurrias, both in Texas, to a low of 5 below 0 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and windy with scattered showers near 60, Boston cloudy and windy with showers developing in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with rain and highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 39 degrees, the low 21. The average temperature, 30, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.02 of an inch for the month, which is 0.41 below normal. And 38.25 inches for the year, which is 1.40 inches of precipitation above normal. No snowfall yesterday, still 0 for the month, which is 1.2 inches below normal. And just a trace for the season, which is now 4.3 inches of snow below normal. There were 35 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 122. That's 4 below normal. And 1,236 for the season, which is 294 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees. The average low, 25. The record high, 65, set in 2001. And the record low, 2, in 1926. Sunrise this morning, 7:10 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m. 9 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, windy, mild today with rain developing and highs in the lower 50s. Rain this evening, tapering off overnight tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy, breezy, and mild today with rain developing and highs in the upper 50s. Rain and fog this evening, tapering off overnight tonight, lows near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, windy, and mild today with rain developing and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Rain this evening, tapering off overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, breezy, and mild today with rain developing and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Rain and fog this evening, tapering off overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, breezy, and mild today with rain developing and highs in the mid-50s. Rain this evening, tapering off overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cooler, lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds near 40 on Thursday. Partly sunny on Friday, more clouds later in the day, staying in the middle and upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, mid-30s on Saturday and Sunday with a few scattered snow showers, especially on Sunday afternoon. And remaining cloudy with a chance of snow showers on Monday and highs staying in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.